Friends, Albert Healy, a great accordionist, and indeed somebody who would leave the legacy, a great piano accordionist, and long before in recording songs and tunes. With the band, with all of the electronics that would follow. Here is it's a medley actually from the four provinces of Ireland. This dates back to the early 50s. When Albert Healy, in his own garage studio, recorded what we're about to hear. The great Albert Healy, piano accordion, and indeed, friends, this is as pure as you will get in terms of a recording. I need to correct myself there. It wasn't the early 50s. Indeed, that was recorded by the great Albert Healey in 1942. Now, if we did want something from the early 50s, we could, of course, call in the all-star Cayley Band from Irish-American music of the 50s. And here we have the Irish Washerwoman. Boston. Well, the song is from and about Boston, from Andreas Durkin, Kathy Durkin's son, from a CD called Roll Back the Clouds. Here is Boston Rose.
The autumn leaves are falling, and the tourists have all gone, and the children, they have all gone back to school, and my life is as it was before. I work 8 hours a day, but the company's still making all the There's a girl in Massachusetts, south of Boston town, she said, and her lovely face is with me all the day. But I met her down in Old Trinity, golden hair upon her head. Well, I won her heart, and she
she stole mine away. So goodbye, my Boston beauty. Farewell, my Boston rose. I'll wait for you, I'll think of you. No dread to you, I'll pose. So goodbye, my Boston beauty. Farewell, my Boston rose. I wish that you were here. All summer long, in the bars in Dublin town, I can hear it on the factory radio. And the feelings I remember when I hear that simple tune makes me wonder if it really happens. For we laughed and loved together till the summer days were gone, and she had to fly across the ocean wide. So goodbye, my Boston beauty. Farewell, my Boston rose. I'll wait for you, I'll think of you. No threat. I'm drinking, and my friends have gathered round, and just for fun, someone calls out your name. Well, I smile there with the rest of them, but I can't hear a sound. I love you, but to them it's all the same. Come into my mind, and visions flash across the Emerald Isle. So goodbye, my Boston beauty, and until we meet again, I'll keep our fire burning deep inside. So goodbye, my Boston beauty. Farewell, my Boston rose. I'll wait for you, I'll think of you. No threat to you, I'll pose. So goodbye, my Boston beauty. Farewell, my Boston rose. I wish that you were here, but I know
the message from Colette Quinlan, Boston Irish Tourism Association, BITA. Tomáisín Foley's A Celtic Christmas recreates the joy and innocence of a night before Christmas in a farmhouse in the remote parish of Church of the Little Glen in the west of Ireland. There are neighbours who gather around the fire to grace the long wintry night with the laughter of their stories and the joy of their music and dance. A Celtic Christmas features internationally acclaimed master of the steel string, William Coulter. Brian Bigley brings the magic of his Illan pipes, whistles and flute, as well as world champion level Irish dancers. Multi-instrumentalist Kathleen Keane plays the Irish fiddle and whistle, vocals and dance. And Tamoisin Foley himself, an exquisite storyteller and the host of the show. Two nights in the Boston area, December 12th at 7:30 p.m. And that is the Monomoy Regional High School, which is on Oak Street in Harmick, Massachusetts. And then the following night, December 13th at 3 p.m. at the Carey Memorial Hall, 1605 Massachusetts Avenue in Lexington, Massachusetts. Let's get a couple of reels going here. And this is from a CD called Riptide. Thank you.
Now is a great time to plan your vacation to Ireland or Britain. Hello, this is Brian Stack, Chief Executive of CIE Tours International, here to tell you about our wonderful selection of escorted tours to Ireland, Scotland, England and Wales. Our tours have no options and no gimmicks, but superb value. Our well-planned itineraries let you see and experience so much without overtaxing you on your vacation. CIE Tours is celebrating 84 years of quality vacations, and our 2016 product line is better than ever. We have an award-winning staff, a state-of-the-art website, luxury motor coaches with free Wi-Fi, and a continuing commitment to excellence that's unmatched in the industry. With CIE Tours International, you'll bypass the lines at renowned attractions like the Cliffs of Moher, Blarney Castle, Trinity College in Dublin, or a cruise on a Scottish loch. Our tour directors and drivers are the most experienced and knowledgeable, and our relationship with travel agents remains as strong as ever. Also, our group department can help you on a scheduled tour or provide a customized itinerary that lets you relax and enjoy exactly what you want to see. And remember, our passengers save big by not having optional extras to purchase when on our tours. So please, let us make your dream vacation a reality.
You know, a great number of Irish singers, they take some non-Irish songs, and we have to assume that's because they're among their own favorite songs. Here's an example. It's a song by Áine Fury from a CD called Cross My Palm. And you'll probably recognize the song, Chasing Rainbows. Message might be coming a bit early from Tim Miles, who is the president of the Nassau County Board of the Ancient Order of Hibernians, And he announces that the Nassau County Board of the AOH is having their county ball on January 9th in Oceanside. Entertainment by Kitty Kelly Band. You know, you can get the information by logging on to Military Men. 32874@AOL.com, or indeed you can call Tim Miles at 516-660-7456. Okay. From Ashling Boyer. All around my hat.
Far away, very well, for winter.
The Dublin, our children from the Dublin's inner city, were indeed in the schools there. They had their teachers, and you know, they got to interpret whatever stories they had, many of them from the Bible. And then there was this story about the patron saint. Anyway, let's take this soundtrack.
All the stories so far have been from the Bible, but this last one is about the patron saint of Ireland. The master storyteller knows all the details about Patrick Shuth, and their gifted teacher, Miss Cunningham, left us a wonderful legacy of stories of wit and charm, and most of all, faith. She taught the children about Jesus and about his friends. She taught them about Patrick and his mission to Ireland, and she ensured that those children remembered the important things in life. They have helped us to remember them too, and I hope Patrick's struggle gives you some inspiration to keep going all these hundreds of years later.
And so they were going to this place called France this day, and they saw this little boy playing near the sea, and so they said, "Oh, that fella would be a good walker, we'll grab a hold of him." And so they grabbed a hold of him, and they put him on the ship, and they sold him to this man named Michael, and this man named Michael took him, and he said, I don't know what she gave him, but then he said, "Go to them, that mountain and mind all them lambs and sheep and cows and all for me." And so poor Patrick went up and he minded them. And every night and every day and every morning, he said over 100 prayers to God. And when he'd be afraid in bed at night, he'd pray to God that he wouldn't be afraid. And all them prayers told him into a saint. And so we thought he heard a voice saying, "Come down, Patrick, get up, Patrick, there's a ship waiting down there for you to go back to France." And so he went down and he said to the man on the ship, the captain, he said, "Will you let me on?" And the captain said, "Where's your money?" And so he said, "I've no money." And so he said, "Well, then you're not getting on." And the Lord said, "You're not getting away with this. Do you mean it's on poor Patrick?" And so the Lord let a big, big storm off and the boat was rocking and rolling and all. And then the sailor came up and said, "That's all over, not letting that little boy on." And so he said, "Go bathroom quick before we drown and tell him that I changed my mind, I let him on." And so we went up after him and he said, "He changed his mind, he ought to come back." And so poor Patrick went back on the train, the boat, and he went home. And so his mother didn't know who it was, and so he told him his name, and he was a liar. And so he then, they thought he was lost, because there was no guards, there was no papers or anything, no speakers to tell you. And because as you were lost over here, there was real walls to tell you something. And so he made his best meal for him. And so he was at the meal and he said, "I'd love to be a priest. Will you send me away to a college?" And so they said, "Yeah, we'll let you go away." And so he went away to the college, even though you're smart, it takes you 7 years to be a priest. And so he went away to the college, and this night he was a priest, and then he was picked for a bishop. And so he wasn't going to sleep this night, and he thought he heard a kid saying, come back Patrick, and tell us about God." And so, and the other young friend said, "Well, he's left me there for 6 years, he's did meanly for me, he's let me starve, and he's took me away from my mother, I wouldn't go back there for anything." And so poor Patrick didn't say that, and he said, "I won't keep it in for them, I'll go back to them and I'll save that soul." And this day, yeah, the Pope, could he go? And the Pope said yes, and he could bring a few friends with. And so he brought his best friends. And when he got there, he didn't know where to start. So he said, I'll start at my old boss, Michael. And so we went to his boss, Michael, and he said, Michael asked him his name, and he said, "My name is Patrick." And so Michael was delighted to see him coming back again.
It was from such humble beginnings that Christianity came to Ireland more than 1,500 years ago. There have been good and bad times since, and it takes children like these to remind us of the essentials. I hope you've enjoyed them, and I hope you've gained even a little inspiration from them.
It's a working man I am, and I've been down underground. And I swear to God, if I ever see the sun, if for any length of time I can hold it in my mind, and I never again will go down underground. At the age of 16 years, woe he followed with his tears, who swore they'd never see another one. In the dark he said, Southern Lights, where you wish before your time, and the cold dust, it lies heavy on your lungs.
Celtic Cross and the Working Men.
At the age of 64, he meets you at the door. He'll come and gently take you by the arm, and in the dark recess of the night, he'll come and take you back in time. Tell you of the hardships that we'll have. Oh, it's a working man I am, and I've been down on the ground. And I swear to God, if I ever see the sun, if for any length of time, oh, I can hold it in my mind.
As we know, friend, for many generations, the Irish have crossed the Atlantic to fulfill their dreams and make a better life, not only for themselves, but their families, and also for those who would follow. And Mutual of America has been trusted. Mutual of America, for the last 70 years, have helped those realize their retirement goals. The retirement company, Mutual of America, is located in New York City at 320 Park Avenue. The chairman and CEO is Tom Moran. And if you'd like to get information, visit mutualofamerica.com, or indeed you can call toll free 1-866-954-4321. Mutual of America, your retirement company. Let's go to Antrim, the Green Glens of Antrim. and Annette Stapleton.
Again, he's not a little ring.
And as we draw near to the end of our program, friends, again, we do want to again mourn the loss of our cousin Tom Hughes. And we do know that he has a couple of favorite songs. This is one of them, Let There Be Peace. We hope you have enjoyed our program, and you can catch our programs anytime, any place throughout the world. Indeed, simply by logging on to irishradio.com. Áine Sheridan, myself, Adrian Flannery, say so long and God bless.
That saved. memory of Tom Hughes.
Beautiful boys who the war has gone, in the ranks of death they will find him. The sword he has girded on, his wild thoughts long behind him. Land of song, there's a warrior band of all the world is ready. One sword at least by his right shall guard, one faithful heart shall praise. The minstrel bells of the bowman's gate could not bring that proud soul under. Never spoke again, for he tore his sword asunder. And said no shame shall sully thee, thou soul of love and the praise. Slavery. I song the made for the pure and free. They shall never stop in slavery.
Here in Sweden, the minstrel boy. Finally, The Battle Hymn of the Republic by John McDermott, dedicated to the memory of Tom Hughes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Of a hundred circling camps, they have built for him an altar in the evening hues and gaps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamp. His tears marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, his all the lilies. Christ was born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. And he died to make men whole. Let us